This is the BBC Home Service.
I like the way you said that, Walt.
Oh, thank you.
It had a certain dramatic power, you know. Mm-hmm. Alec Guinness could use a man like you.
What for?
Well, dig his garden, mend the bridge, clean his boots.
Mr. Siegel, do I look the sort of man who goes around cleaning people's boots?
Show me your tongue. Yes.
No. Don't get the wrong idea. Yeah. This black on my tongue is only licorice.
Don't give me that, Wall. Who wears licorice boots?
John Snag.
The mad, fashion-crazed fool altogether now!
Excuse me, who is the owner of Policeman PC-439?
I am!
Well, would you come out and move him? He's holding up the traffic. Do mind.
I've got a funny line here. It says, why is it coming down? Is it coming down?
It's the cold weather, you know.
Enough of these jocular funny men's war. Jump on this porridge motorbike and announce the knitting pattern of tonight's woolen program.
Right, I wool.
Wool done, wool! Wool done! I'm going.
This joke is now available on the new Breakable Record. Why not buy one today and smash it? Orchestra, some Green State music, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we were to have started this week with part one. But owing to circumstances over which I have no self-control, we are starting with part four. Therefore, we present part four, which, as it now appears first, is renamed part one. Therefore, part three.
Listeners are requested to make the necessary adjustments.
They're also warned to put on dark glasses to protect them from the dazzling glare of Green Slade's nose.
Yes, because I polish my nose with...
Bing!
Yes, all refused!
Bing!
It lasts the whole nose through.
Bing!
Bing! To open the scene, we take a knife and cut round the dotted line. Inside, we find the Great North Road in an icy blizzard. Beside the road stand two ragged tremblers trying to plumb a lift.
Here's a pickle of our ship, Christina Ballers. It's not going to get back. They won't stop.
Well, of course they won't stop when you keep waving that revolting thing at them.
It's my thumb.
What have you been doing with it?
I've been holding it up on the end of a pole. And he doesn't like it.
Silence, you steaming heap. You hear me, Marat? Here, there is only one way to stop a car. Sex appeal. Sex appeal is the key word. Now roll up your trouser legs and show them the hairs on your socks.
My socks? But I ate them last night.
All by yourself?
Ever.
You greedy French swine. What about me?
Every time I try to eat you, you kept breaking up.
So, those teeth marks on my underwear were yours.
It was hell in there, I tell you.
What?
I must have money and food, and now, money and food.
Shh. Something's coming.
It's a hand-operated piano.
Stop it, Moriarty.
I can't, it's a nervous edit.
Piano drew up with a screech of brakes. The lid opened and a head popped out.
Yes, folks, it was mine. It came with a body. The legs I got from a second-hand leg dealer.
Hello, gentlemen, what ails me?
Tell me, why are you driving that piano, Neddy?
My chauffeur is ill. He's got a bad case of the nose.
Oh, most painful.
Yes, yes.
The Count here often suffers from it.
Yes, nose is right in our family. Ha, 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 ha. Dog. Oh, my crins.
Quiet, you laughing nit. Or I'll fetch you one round the knees with this starting handle, do you hear me? Now, little square bladder.
Now,
don't tell me your name. Let me guess your face. You are... Krell Pneen.
No, I'm not.
You see, I was right the first time. I never forget a tune.
Actually, I'm Ned Seagun, licensed piano driver in E-flat and former hygiene orderly in charge of the 8th Army ablutions at Alamein.
What? Then you must have a shocking tale to unfold.
No, it got torn off with the laundry.
Oh. In that case, you must write your war memoirs. You'll make a fortune.
My memoirs, you're right. I'll start immediately, if not before. Have you got any paper?
Yes, but I'm wearing it.
Oh. Then I'll write them on this piano. Let's see now. Chapter one.
Yeah. What an exciting story.
Oh. Neddy, you'll get rich. Get Bridget Bardock to pose for that book. It'll be a bestseller.
You could have it serialized on television by Winifred Atwell. Well, so long, Neddy. We have to go now.
Oh, why?
Well, we all have to go sooner or later, don't we, my dear? Come, get your knees and head.
Well, folks, I must carry on writing my memoirs. But to keep you amused, the attendants will pass on little rubber replicas of Max Gilray's conk.
Oh, boy, my conk is twice as popular since I polished it with...
Bing!
If I stand facing east, I can get a perfect view of part two. The scene, a labor exchange where a queue of retired field marshals are lining up to draw their pensions.
There, store that shaver now.
Oh, take your turn on everybody else.
Stand aside. Get aside,
I am Field Marshal Spring, I tell you. I want to get to the front.
You never wanted to get there in a war, did you, right?
I did want, Fred.
Are you calling me a card?
You and I'll call you a card.
You're a lawyer. I'm a retired coward, DSO. And Bastien, and
here we are, retired cowards, pension 17 and 4.
Oh, thank you, madam.
You're welcome, Cheeky.
Perhaps I was wrong. Oh, the pension.
Field Marshal Spriggs. My name is Hercules Gridpipe Finn.
From the book of the same name.
Of course. First impression. And
you
the
will.
Empty stomach in this rag waistcoat belongs to none other than Count Rumbles. Moriarty, champion barbed wire hurdler until his tragic accident. Now listen, Field Marshal. Gunner Seagoon, former ablutions orderly at Almain, is writing his war memoirs. In them, he reveals the true facts about the hygiene of the general staff.
Oh. And the war will know the facts about Montgomery's socks.
Worse than that.
Not a...
He intends to tell the secrets of the military laundry.
Oh, yes. My career is ruined. As a field marshal, I will have to be finished forever. I shall be asked to resign from my unemployment queue. Are you sure about this, Stephen?
Yes, at this very moment, Seagoon is writing the last chapter on a rosewood piano on the Great North Road.
Bringing that piano alive, and this 10 shillings is yours, Jim.
So it is. It's got my name on it.
What is your name?
My name is Mr. 10 Shilling.
Any relation to the pound?
My half-brother.
Of course. Bring me that piano at once in the key of
G. Very well. Come, Moriarty.
And now, part three. A Welsh roundabout on the Great North Road.
Oh, whoops! Whoops!
You get there.
Hollow hoops! I finished writing my memoirs. Just listen to this last paragraph. Like it? Ah, yes, this will earn me a fortune, if not a 5 tune, or a 6 tune, or a 7 tune!
Excuse me, sir, there's someone to see you.
Who is it?
Me.
We'll ask you to come in.
Oh, I am in.
Then get out.
Mikey, you can't get rid of me as easy as that, I tell you. I come from the borough of Carnesmore to collect the rent. What do you owe?
What rent?
The rent for the Great North Road. You can't keep me here for nothing, you know. It's 14 a tanner.
What? 14 and a tanner for an unfurnished road with outside plumbing?
Yeah. And what's more, you're responsible for doing the decorations, you are. You'll have to repaint that white line, matey.
I refuse to pay, matey.
Then I shall be forced to distrain upon your furniture.
You filthy swine!
Hey!
Anyway, all I have is this piano.
Well, that'll do. I shall confiscate it and sell it for the value of the rent. Charlie, take it away.
Get up, man. Get up.
In a trice, they harnessed my piano to a huge piebald chicken and threw it away. Oh, my priceless memoir's gone. All that work for nothing. A grief. Mourning. Overacting.
Well, things are beginning to move now. You see, while you've been asleep, the piano has been sold by public auction to a retired elephant sexer.
Bought a piano. Henry? Henry?
What is it, men?
Where are you, cocky?
I'm in a piano, modern men.
What are you doing in there without a chaperone?
What?
You know you're too old for that sort of these things. Come on,
though. I'm coming, men.
Oh, Henry, after all these years, our old piano.
Yes, all our own, men. At last we can take a bath.
Whee!
Oh.
Splash, splash, I was having a bath. Learned about the ding day. Ding dong, lemon and all.
Contain yourself, men, contain yourself.
I'm going now, buddy. Oh,
you have too much Indian brandy. Stop that wicked spasm dancing, will you? Now then, we must fill the piano with water. Fetch me the tap.
Yes, by chance, here it is. Oh, wonderful. You realize now we shall have to buy some carbolic.
I've got some carbolic, me.
What the? Where is the carbolic?
I've got it right here.
You've never left me the
carbolic
before.
Well, I don't have to show it to you, but then
where is it?
In that safe. That's where it is. Don't you remember my Uncle Cecil left it me in his will?
You fool of a man.
What?
You fool of a man. You know that Myrtle Knit got the soap. And we got the house brick.
Well, we shall have to wash ourselves with a house brick then.
Oh, the panel nearly full, Henry.
Good, good, right.
Right.
Now, just to test the water, Min.
Tastes then delicious.
Don't drink it, you silly thing. Lend me your two, Min. Just dip it in.
Oh, the blue, the blue.
Oh, it's too cold. I can't get into that, Min. It would turn my trousers blue.
Well, we'll have to heat the water, buddy.
Yes, I'll light a fire under the piano, Mike.
Careful with those matches. They're not insured against fire, you know.
I know. Yeah, it's going nicely now. What's about?
Oh! Tick-a-pow! Tick-a-pow! Tick-a-pow!
It's
the door. It wants to come in.
Oh, it must have forgotten its key. I'll just see, put on my door-opening hat.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hear you bought a piano today.
That's right, young man. It's in the morning room.
Men, sound the alarm. Send for the fire brigade.
What's happened?
The water's caught fire and it's burning the piano down.
Oh! Oh.
Stand back while I throw in this bucket of real income.
Gee, it's cozy in the park tonight. When you cuddle up and hold me tight, stars above, they seem to know we're joining in the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees, see the flowers dancing in the breeze. Oh, man, moon begins to glow, he's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming, starting chirping a song. While fireflies are gleaming, we kiss and kiss all night long. Then we amble back to my front door, say goodnight and then we kiss some more. I guess you know why I love you so. It started at the late, late show. To my front door. Say goodnight and then we kiss some more. I guess you know I love you so. It started at the late show.
That was, of course, Ray Ellington, the bedridden tap dancer. And now, part three. We turn you to Mr. Crun's front parlor, where Sigun's piano is still blazing merrily away.
Oh, my piano, my memoirs, oh, Horace! I must play this track into the fire brigade.
Where's the fire?
Here.
Just a minute. I'll get down off this record.
Oh, my voice has dropped as well. Oh.
Well, what's going on here? What's going on? Oi, 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 oi.
My piano's on fire.
Oh, I better write that down in my notebook. C-A-T, cat.
No, no, piano. I want you to put it out.
Oh, I can only spell cats without putting the cat out.
The cat is on fire.
What? Then what are you sent for me for?
Because, you booted idiot, my piano is on fire.
Fire, quick, jump into the sheet. Go on, jump off, can't you?
I'm standing on the floor.
Oh, well, get on the chair then. Now, jump. Well, I'll be off now. Any time.
What a calamity! The piano burnt to the ground. Oh, oh, oh. Acting people's tears, Baliacci. The paint and the powder. On the wheel, the
body and the plane and the fire.
Right, right, thank you,
baby.
That's quite enough. Thank you very much.
I'm just getting a bit of the old operatic there.
Now, if you will step into this rubber duck pond, I will tell what happens next. It's part four. In a secret chemical laboratory, a chemical experiment is taking place.
Sweep out the debris, will you?
Major Blunder!
What? Don't point yourself at me, sir. I might go off.
What are you doing in this laboratory?
How dare you? What? I was just doing an experiment, sir. I was finding out what happens when you mix hot Bombay duck and carried gunpowder. Oh, dear. Yes. Quick, build me old photographs. Oh, aren't you Lance Sweeper Seagoon of the 14th Cavalry Followers?
Yes. I must be bucket. And I need your help. You see, I've written my memoirs.
Hey, what? It's a lie, I tell you, it's a lie. I wasn't in that wardrobe. In any case, I was waiting for a bus, you see.
But I haven't Colonel's mentioned
daughter.
You. I haven't mentioned you.
Oh, well, it was
anyway,
somebody else.
Yes, yes. My memoirs have been burnt, and they were worth a fortune.
A fortune? But surely you kept a copy?
Only in my head.
Oh? Then we must take your head to a publisher at once. I'll just get my hat and coat and trousers and fox vest.
Sigun pulls up a comfortable tiger and sits down to wait. But hist! Let us listen a while at this open drain.
Moonlight and orders. That all the power was given me.
Hush, Moriarty. Did you hear that mouth type talking? Neddy has kept a copy of the memoirs in his head.
What? Then we must steal his head at once.
Yes, but who can we get to do it?
Wait. I know just a brave, intrepid lad. Corbett lad.
It's a duck. It is not the super bubble.
Listen, Super Bottle. Get Seagoon out of that laboratory and a fortune in sherbet suckers.
It's yours.
Oh, ecstasy. For two sherbet suckers, Frida Niggs is mine tonight.
I gave her three last night. Right. Let's go through the sound effect of a door opening.
Men of the East Finchley elastic bus cap.
Yes.
Paddle left. Both feet forward putting. Quick go. Hawking by placing feet in the stop position. Hot start.
What's this? A piece of bread and jam with a sticky boy in the end.
Men corks in popguns put. Hand and niddy point. Hand and niddy, I'm prisoner.
Yeah, hand up, niddy. You are a prisoner.
Oh, how did that get over?
That heckles you, Nick.
Heckles? I thought you were a fireman.
Yeah, but somebody put me out, and they gave me the part of a Boy Scout.
Which part of a Boy Scout?
Whistle, the whistle.
All right, Mr. Steamman, we're captured him.
Well done. Here's a pair of braces for your trouble.
What trouble?
Your trousers keep falling down. Yeah. They're still with that type. Oh, the little joker, you.
The fiends took me by force to the offices of Norbert Nock, publisher.
Come in.
Ah, bonjour, mon anglais ami. Bonjour. Je avec ici a copy of a très interesting home you may like to publish.
Huh? Let me read him.
Thanks.
He's not pseudo Tudor with the shingle elevation, is he?
Only in the meeting, is it?
He laid me on the desk, and the publisher quickly thumbed through me.
Yes. He's quite fascinating. Thrilling and very well written. Of course, we may have trouble with the censors. He's rather dirty in parts. How does he end?
Oh, you know, the usual way.
Gentlemen, I'll publish him.
What? No, no, you won't. I refuse to be published.
You sponge. You've stolen my niddy. Hand up.
Turn out, Dad. Drop that gas.
Drop that lamppost.
Drop that gaswork.
Drop the rifle, sir.
Drop that English general.
Drop that pencil!
Drop that explosion.
But it was no use. Soon afterwards, Seagoon was published in an edition of 4,000 copies. And as from tomorrow, will be on sale at all leading booksellers and second-class slipper bars. Give your friends a Seagoon. They probably deserve it. Good night, all.